Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip, what is the relationship with correcting ourselves and our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah? Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. We are talking about how correcting ourselves and our relationship with ourselves will improve, enhance, and strengthen, level up our ubudiyya, our service, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. Now, there's various different relationships that we have as a human being. One is our relationship with other people. One is our relationship with the environment. One is our relationship with Allah. And of course, the fourth is our relationship with ourself. Now, when it comes to the relationship with ourself, if we know ourselves, if we can correct ourselves, and of course, if we can improve ourselves, then of course our relationship with the Almighty Allah will improve as well. You know, a lot of times we have this tendency to neglect ourselves, meaning we don't think about ourselves enough. Now, we're not talking about thinking about ourselves in a conceited or vain manner, you know, where we stand in front of the mirror and just continuously work on pruning ourselves. Even though I need to add in here that it is necessary for us to look good. It is necessary for us to, look proper, look nice. Now, I guess it's necessary to add yet another thing, and that is that for our women, for the ladies out there, this doesn't mean that you start to put, makeup on your face and lipstick and eyeliner and, blush and all of these other kind of makeups and douse yourself with perfume and go out because, Islam says that we should look nice. For women, all of these kind of beautifications is necessary for inside the home or for the husband, not when going outside of the home. But still, that does not mean that we wear dirty clothes or ripped clothes or we smell bad. You don't have to smell incredibly intoxicating because you don't want to smell bad. You just don't smell bad, Anyways, but this relationship with ourselves, right? It does not mean being vain or proud or, being very kind of conceited. When we're talking about this idea that we need to have a good relationship with ourselves, we need to correct the relationship with ourselves, we're talking about these spiritual virtues, these ethical and moral values, and these kind of moral pitfalls that sometimes we get trapped into. These are the things that we need to reflect about ourselves. It's interesting, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam, he talks about how the believers, at night they take themselves into account and then they fine-tune, their behavior for the next day. And this is what we're trying to talk about, here in Ubudiyya, is that, You know, we need to reflect upon ourselves. What kind of individuals are we? What kind of individuals were we? What kind of individuals should we become? Of course, in the context and in the framework of Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and, of course, Ubudiyyah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
The concept of original sin actually is a very interesting proposition made by Christians. It actually violates every possible principle put together about the divine mercy and justice of God. For the notion of original sin is sort of a quagmire that creates so many complications in religion that it becomes impossible to regulate thereafter. I think the concept of original sin was brought into the folds of Christianity from the Pauline concept, because if you examine this notion of us inheriting the sin of someone else, which, by the way, from the Old Testament is very, very clear, and even in the New Testament, you find this issue of carrying the burden of someone else is forbidden biblically. You find in the Old Testament, it is mentioned in Ezekiel, that no one shall bear the burden of the other. In the Quran, we find the same thing. Quran says, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. None shall bear the burden of the other. You find even Paul in the letters that he writes to the people, he speaks about the bearing of the burdens. And yet, the axial position of Christianity is the vicarious atonement of the original sin of Adam through the crucifixion of Jesus, peace be upon him, to die for the sins of others. This basically reeks of all kinds of problems in terms of the justice of God and the mercy of God. So Islam categorically rejects the notion of the original sin. Sin is that which a person willfully commits to reject the good. And this is easily remediable simply by seeking forgiveness. And in fact, before even Jesus was crucified, he was forgiving people. You find historically prophets that preceded him were forgiving people. So if the power of forgiveness cannot come unless the crucifixion takes place, why was Jesus forgiving before he was crucified? That's one question. Number two, if supposedly Adam committed this sin, then Adam should be held liable. Why is the rest of humanity holding the liability, which is absurd? And if that's the system of God, then such a God is not worthy of being worshipped, because this is a God who's put us in a handicapped position and we're damned and doomed at birth, which actually questions the whole integrity of God's mercy, which is impossible. God is too merciful to be accused of such a concoction. So if you take it from every possible angle, we in a civil society can never hold anyone liable for the deeds that they have not committed. And the power of innocence implies very clearly that one must be innocent until proven guilty. So the difference that we find between Islam and Christianity is that in Islam, everyone is innocent until proven guilty, whereas in Christianity, everyone is guilty until proven innocent. And by any civil system, for someone to be accused of something at the very start, that's a very unjust system, and that's not acceptable within the domain of God's religion. So the whole concept of original sin, as far as Islam is concerned, is a concoction. It is not true.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Yeah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So continuing what we were talking about, of course, which was this idea that we need to correct the relationship with ourselves if we want to improve and level up our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So we talked a little bit about how, you know, we're not talking about this very conceited or vain looking at ourselves. We kind of explained some of the intricacies in that as well. We're talking about this idea that we should reflect within ourselves and we should see, you know, what kind of individuals are we at the present time? Are we good people? Are we bad people? Are we committing sins? Are we doing those things which are wajib and obligatory upon us? Are we, you know, God forbid, doing things that are haram, that are prohibited? You know, are we refraining from committing those things which are prohibited and are haram? And likewise, you know, what is our relationship, again, with ourselves? Are we being just to ourselves? And of course here, when one is just with themselves, it means that they obey the commandments of the Almighty Allah, whether it is to do those things which are wajib and obligatory, or refrain from those things which are haram and are prohibited. This is being just with ourselves. But on the other hand, we have being unjust with ourselves, and that is to not do the things which are wajib and are obligatory, and to do those things which are haram and are prohibited. This is what it means by being unjust with ourselves. And so we need to gauge, you know, really on a daily or nightly basis, you know, where are we? What kind of an individual were we in the past? Did we commit a lot of sins, you know, in our youth when we were neglectful of, you know, neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, and we were caught up in youth and we made mistakes, you know, and if we did make mistakes for whatever reason, have we asked for forgiveness from Allah? Have we asked for forgiveness from ourselves because we were unjust to ourselves? You know, and likewise, if perhaps we didn't commit that many sins, we did a lot of good things, have we ever thanked Allah for giving us the opportunity to be able to do good things? And likewise, in the present day, what are we doing? What are we not doing? And then most importantly is that fine tuning, when we realize these are the things that should be done, these are the things that shouldn't be done, these are the things that I want to improve, these are the things that I want to change. You fine-tune yourself so that the next day you pick one or two or three things that you want to fix about yourself and your connection with yourself, your relationship with yourself, in order to improve your spiritual development so that inshallah at the end of the day you can increase and level up and strengthen and improve your ubudiyah, your servitude, your obedience, and your worship to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Allah.